Wouldn't they all the Madarim Yishuv, says the Ramah? People live in villages, they don't have a minion. They don't have a minion. They come up, he's spalled Shas Vav as much as he was spalled. Try to synchronize your times at the time that the Tzibur is davening, wherever there's a minion. When you have a big city, they come out every time you daven, there's a Tzibur davening. Yeah, depends on that. If he's in the minion, in the base medrash, and he's davening Musaf, when they're davening Shachris, it's considered Tzibur, a Tzibur. But if he's out of the minion and he just wants to synchronize the timing, then he has to synchronize the same type of Musaf and Shabbos. Okay. See if the continuation is if Tes v'chei and then as they spell the Shosha, he spelled Atziba, who he spelled the Yochin, Apika he spelled the Isaac Nev. We said before, there's a mile of davening in the shul. If you miss the minion, it's still better to go to the shul. Your tefillah will be in the Skabel Yosef. If it's a shash of Chil Hashem, Tamachochem, and people say, what's going on? We finished davening, the guy's showing up now.
A person who's in a minion is not allowed to start Shemoneh Esrei before everybody else. It's considered a design to the tzibur. It's an issue to do that. Mishbrus says it's mashma the Gemara, even if he wants to be mocked in because of the Torah, this is some Seder Kavua. Bab says that if he has to, go away. He has to go on a trip somewhere, and if he waits for the minion, he'll miss it. So he should leave the room of the Beis Knesset for Shemoneh Esrei and daven at home. He says that Esrei for the Yom HaTorah can do that also. In other words, obviously it's not a chatil to leave the minion if they daven early. But if you have some extenuating circumstances that you know, miss your trip and it's an important trip, or maybe even for Yom HaTorah, when necessary, you can do that. It's possible. Yeah, like we said before, that there's a discussion. If a person wants it to start before everybody else, is he allowed to go outside and start before them? So, obviously, you should not do that unless he has some special need, because aside from everything else, he's losing out the Tzilas HaTzibur.
Yeah.
In the case where if he waits inside and he's going to miss his Mount Tzvila, so then it says he's allowed to daven before them, and Mishabru brings down from Rabbeinu Yoina.
Yeah.
Even if he stays in shul, it's not considered a zilzul and a tzibur. They're being zilzul themselves, damning too late.
Yeah.
Another heter, the person is a choyver or onus, he can't stay any longer in the shul and things are slipping out. He also has a heter to daven before the tzibur, even though he's in the shul.
Yeah.
Once again, here people understand that this person looks like he's about to faint or whatever. And it's not a zilzul and a tzibur. Shif Yudav. Person has a shul in town, and if he doesn't go into it, he's considered a bad neighbor. He should be together with everybody else, and causes his children to go into exile. It's not recommended at all. The Bruce of the Chiddush, that if the two shuls in town, it's better to go to the further one, one that's further away, to get extra schabsiyas for walking there.
Yeah.
If there's some special reason why he's going to the one closer, then that's acceptable.
Some Achayim say if you go to the further one, the one that's further away by car, you don't get schab seats. Maybe the car gets inside.
Yeah. Sif Yud Beis. Mitzvah Loris Kishoyla Beis HaKnesses Chemikol Bar Mitzvah. One should show excitement going to shul or to a mitzvah, like it says, V'neidol Nildefol Adas Hashem. For sure, when you're on the way to shul and you meet a friend, you shouldn't stop and schmoozing. That's a zilzul in your tefillah, especially if you come late. Because
yeah.
The ikar running, says the prisha, is when you get close to the shul. You don't have to run the whole way. But you should do some act when you're getting closer to show that you're excited about going to the shul. That's only when he, before gets to the shul, when he gets into the shul, then he should act be'emel, in awe. He shouldn't be running around. Children that are running around in the middle of the shul is improper behavior. Even on Shabbos, it's also, this type of running is also permitted. I feel the Shabbos. Also, so see the gasa, you're not allowed to run on Shabbos, but for this purpose, the self mitzvah is permitted. She is a basic necessity, also loads. When you're going out of the shul, it's also to run and take big steps. It sounds, it looks like you're showing that you want to get away from it.